Hello, hello! Welcome to Black with Sugar with Kezia Mack and Nadia Itasan. Guys, how are you, Kezia? How are you? Long time no see.
Hello, guys. Hello, guys. I'm good. Nice to finally see you again.
So, Kezia?
Yep.
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk about something we slightly mentioned a few episodes ago. If you look at the episode Get to Know Us, when we ask each other questions, something came up about DMT, and I didn't want you to talk too much about your experience, but today I want us to get into more detail.
About my experience with DMT?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. If you don't know Nadia, she's very spiritual in different kind of ways, where she's very curious. You know, she tried a different type of like studying all kinds of like spiritual things, religion. So she's someone who likes that kind of, you know, things. So automatically she was super curious about, you know, DMT, and went and did the full experience.
Yeah. I was always curious about DMT and ayahuasca when I was younger.
Yeah.
I always thought that's something I will do. Why? I don't know. I was just curious. And I do believe that for me, it was a quest to know myself. I wanted to figure it out. Why do I do the things I do? Why am I this way? What are the programmations that I had when I was a little child that made me this way? Okay, and generally you forgot, but once you do, when you do ayahuasca, for example, a lot of people say that they have visions of their childhood, things that they forgot, and that allow them to understand what's going on today with them, you know, that allow them to understand their behavior.
So basically when you go through that experience, it opens certain doors for you to understand what's going on in your life and why certain things happen.
Yes, kind of like hypnosis. I tried hypnosis, actually. I did try a regression.
What is that? That's my first time hearing that.
Oh, you never heard that?
No.
So you go to see a therapist and he tried to hypnotize you.
Hypnotize you, yeah.
And to try to figure it out if you have like a previous life. You know, like you say like this, previous life, right?
Yeah.
So I try, but I cannot get into hypnosis. Doesn't work out. I tried maybe two or three times.
So did the, I'm going to call that a doctor, was he able to hypnotize you? Or you were just like, it's not working?
That's what I told him. And I think I see two or three guys, different guys that tried and just like, just do nothing. You know, they're like talking to you.
Biggie,
But is it incredible that some people, they go see a therapist, and like an hypnotist. Yes. And they can't even remember. But it doesn't do that to me.
Okay. I'm going to check it out and see if someone can hypnotize me.
Yeah, some people are highly suggestible and some other not at all. And I don't think I am. So anyway, let's go back to ayahuasca, DMT. So ayahuasca has DMT as well. Now, I did the Todd medicine. It's different than the ayahuasca. I also did a little bit of ayahuasca, but I didn't have so much of a good experience. The difference between the two is the process and where it comes from. Ayahuasca comes from a plant from the Amazon. That is two plants, actually, that they mix together. And the toad come from a toad, actually. The toad come from a toad. They squeeze it, you know.
They take some kind of like...
They squeeze the gland and there is something that came out of them. It's like a poison. They dry it and then they make you smoke it.
Okay.
However, everything I've done, it's always with a shaman. I've never talked drugs or anything like that. I was not even into drugs. I've never did cocaine. Nothing.
You're not into drugs.
The only thing that maybe I've tried a little bit was marijuana.
No. They're smoking weed.
Right? Remember that conversation we had that we said, oh, one night we should smoke weed.
And you know we're never going to do that.
And we never did it. But we had like fantasy of doing it, right?
Like Nadia, myself, I never did a drug ever in my life.
Yes.
Never smoked a cigarette, never smoked weed, nothing.
Yeah, so anyway. So when I started my process into psychedelic, like I said, I was in research of myself.
So which one did you first, the ayahuasca or the Todd?
I did the ayahuasca first and I did it in New York City. But I think it's better to do it in Peru. I do believe it's better to do it there.
So hold on, when you say Peru, is there other countries that does that? Or yes. Peru is like the thing?
No, 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 there is other country, but from the experience of people I know, I think
Peru is the place to go.
Yes, okay. Yes, where they do it in where it stays still traditional, you know, okay. Like they follow the ancestral rules. In Brazil, it's different because I think they use it during church. They mix it with sugar. It's more like I don't think it's as strong. It's not the same ceremonial than.
Peru is the place. Okay, they have the real traditional.
Yeah, I mean
the old ways.
I'm not saying that Brazil it's not old and traditional. I'm not saying that. It's just a different ceremonial.
Okay.
And I don't know. They do it at church. I don't know. Maybe it works well too. However, so when I did it in New York City, I did it legally. Some circles are legal, some others not. What happened is that, so the one I did was with a Brazilian church. And because it's a church, they have the right to have the ayahuasca.
Okay, it's part of the culture, I guess.
Yes, and I think there was also another group. It was with Indian American.
Okay.
They use it too. Okay. I don't know if they really use it in the tradition, but anyway, they managed to get authorization like this because it's part of their spirituality. So if it's part of your spirituality,
it's
you
part
can
of your religion
actually,
and it's legal.
Yeah,
okay.
Apparently you can use it. So anyway, but in it was when I did it, and a friend of a friend took me there. It was a little ceremony. We were only probably six people, apart from the shaman and his wife. He was Brazilian, so he speaks Portuguese. But when he was singing, he also sings something else, something that I did not recognize. I don't remember.
Some type of language that is.
Yes,
just, yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know what it was. I don't know. But maybe it's like a.
Maybe some ancient language or something like that?
No, 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 no. More like maybe indigenous. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know.
Something.
Maybe it was Portuguese, but I didn't.
Understand it.
I don't speak Portuguese. I speak Spanish. However, it's very similar, so I can understand pretty much Portuguese. But what happened was that day, that ceremony was awful. I mean, it was awful.
You didn't have the best experience.
Yeah, and that's why I don't recommend everybody to do it.
Okay.
And what happened, so when we started the ceremony, the guy started to sing. So you go and they give you like a little shot of ayahuasca.
Okay.
And if you want more through the night,
you can go see him
and he gets you more. But he kind of decide, he pace it out.
Okay.
The first round, the second round. But you decide if you want to go for the first, the second, the third, or the fourth.
Okay.
Right? I don't think they go more than four or five. I think it depends also on people because some people, one cup is like they're already out there. And some people, four, and nothing happened.
Yeah,
so it
I
really
guess depending
depends.
On your body, you react differently to the
yes.
to the drink. Okay.
Yes, yeah. So drink it first, nothing happened really. Then he called us for the second one. So I go, I get my second drink.
Question, when you drink that, are you like sitting on the floor? Or are you like on a chair? Is there like some kind of setting?
We were in his living room and generally people come with their stuff. Like you can come with a... with your blankets
okay.
and pillows and stuff like that. Everybody.
You do your own little setup.
Yes, exactly. So that you're comfortable through the night. The most important things when you do
when
something
you say
like
through
this.
The night, it's a whole night process?
Yes, it's a whole night process, which is different of the toad because the toad is only 30 minutes. Okay. But this, like you're going to, yeah, it's going to take you all night. We start at around 9, 10 p.m. It depends. You know, sometimes it can start earlier, but it goes until the... almost until the sun comes up.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because you have to be in the dark for the visual to be able to see.
Okay.
To have the experience, to have visions. Why? I don't know. It's like this. I don't know. That's how it works. So we sit down. I was comfortable. I had my blanket and everything. You don't eat though. I did a diet for 2 weeks before.
Is
this before I did it.
Okay, the diet is some kind of like cleansing diet or it's just like you have to...
Look, it's whatever is recommended by the shaman.
Okay.
I'm not even sure there was this shaman who told me that because I knew you have to go through a diet and I asked my friend and say, yeah, you need to do the diet. Respect the ancestral tradition. And the diet was you didn't put salt, no meat. I don't remember everything. It's very strict. No sugar, no processed food. Oh, I remember just eating.
It's
I
almost
think,
like a raw vegan diet?
No, it was not vegan because you could eat fish.
Okay.
but with nothing else on it, just like grilled fish and rice.
No salt, no nothing, no flavor.
And there is certain vegetable that you cannot also eat, like avocado. I remember I could not eat avocado. There were certain things that I cannot eat.
Okay, so
I couldn't eat.
There's a diet that you need to
do. Yes, there's before a you get very specific okay. diet for that, and no alcohol, no sex.
You're basically flushing everything out. Like you just.
Oh clean, yeah, clean yeah. It. I lost so much weight when I did it. My friend were like, "Nadia, you are so yes." So imagine. Yeah, I lost a lot of weight. A lot of weight. Like people were like, "No, you need to stop this because you're scary right now." But I really wanted to do it. So
I mean, it is what it is. You have to do the whatever.
Yes, no, and you know, for me, it's more like I don't want to offend the spirit of ayahuasca, so I want to do it right.
Yeah. So
because I don't know, also if you're gonna take it and maybe you have side effects because you didn't respect the diet yeah. or you didn't respect the process. What happened that night was really scary because so he started singing. I got my first lesson actually about spirituality.
Okay.
When he started singing, I got my first cup, everybody get their first cup. Nothing really happened. The second cup, I start feeling something. He was singing, but all of a sudden I start feeling like
cramp or
No. The lyrics of his song, although I did not understand what he was singing. But it was affecting my body. And I remember feeling like there was this song he was singing, like it was hurting me. I was like, what is he doing? I need to stop. Almost like if there is a music, something you hear, you can't.
It's just like you need to stop.
Yes, it has a physical effect on you. I know I'm doing weird things, but I'm trying to go back into what it felt like. Yeah. Yes, and I was just like, no, I need to stop. And I couldn't understand why it was hurting me like this.
It was a discomfort.
Yes, it was very, very painful. And then he started singing another song and I was trying to pay attention. I noticed the second song that I couldn't understand better because it was in Portuguese, that it was about healing and love. And my body, it's strange because you feel like, is this still my body?
Is this still me?
No, it's very strange. The vibration, because it was not the music itself. It was the vibration, the lyrics, the vibration behind the lyrics that was affecting me.
Okay.
And when he was singing about love and healing, my whole body started to relax and it felt great. I was like,
maybe that first song was kind of like to get the bad
and that's what I understood because I started paying attention. Sometimes I could understand a little bit of the words, sometimes not, but every time it would be something about getting rid of all the negative stuff.
It was painful.
It was extremely painful. Like, you want to run away. Like, that's how painful it was for me.
Oh, okay.
But also I understood that what I always say.
Music affects you.
Music affects
you. Whatever you listen affects you.
Do not listen to bad things. And that's why some people think I'm being a little bit bougie, you know, when I say don't listen to all this
No, it's rap real. Music affects you. Whatever you listen, it's in your mind.
Yes.
So.
And there is, behind the words of the lyrics, there's a vibration, and that vibration affects you. It affects your kids. So be careful what you're listening. You might not think it does, but what happened is because right now my spirit, you know, your ego started to open up.
And I was about to say your spirit is full on open, so yes, everything can come in and out.
You start to open up, so you can feel more sensation than you would normally. It's a very, very, very interesting. So because I started feeling a little bit antsy and I threw up, which is good because they tell you that when you threw up, that
coming out with the bad stuff that comes out of your...
Okay. Yes, exactly. They encourage you actually. You will want to throw up, but they tell you not to try to fight it. Like
don't
if you
hold,
feel
don't
like,
hold,
yes,
don't
hold
it.
If you feel like you're going to throw up, throw up. So I threw up and I knew, okay, now it's kicking because my friend explained me that. So okay. I just thought, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom first because I don't know if I will be able to walk properly. And I didn't want to be
doing some weird stuff. And
yes. And be like, oh my God, I need to pee, but I cannot move. And then think of myself. So I just thought I'm going to go to the bathroom. And on my way to the bathroom, I saw an altar. And on the altar, you know, those figurines, freaking stuff. And it was Santeria. And that freaked me out.
Yeah, because Santeria can be super negative or, I guess, positive.
Yes,
so
Santeria, it's such a religion that comes from the voodoo from Africa. And yes, you can use it for white magic and black magic. Black white magic meaning healing and helping people. But when it's done for bad thing, it can give this, like it's a witchcraft, you know, it's like giving disease to somebody, whatever. Anyway, so when I saw that, it freaked me out because I don't know the shaman very well. I don't know.
So you were wondering what he was doing with that Santaria, basically, and you was like, oh.
I don't feel comfortable also because when you do the ayahuasca, it for me, it's like the shield that protects you, your ego.
I was about to say, you're super vulnerable. Yes. Vulnerable.
So you open up to your spirit. I'm not, you see, I was feeling things that I never felt in my life. I opened the door of my psyche. But now I don't feel comfortable because I know in Santeria also they have ceremonial where they call up on spirits and they do that for divinations or for whatever, but they call up different forces.
But then again, you
some
don't
good,
know
some bad. And I don't know if when I'm going to open up myself, maybe I'm going to be possessed by some strange spirits in the house. I know it sounds crazy what I'm saying, but no, I swear that's, I mean, I believe in it. So it really, really scared me.
Yeah. Because then again, you don't know the shaman, so you don't really know what he does with that.
Yes.
So.
And now what happened is that I'm not feeling comfortable with the setting, which is awful. If you're going to do something like this, you have to make sure that you're comfortable with the setting. Because if you're not comfortable, you're not going to open up or you're going to have a bad experience.
You're going to have a bad experience, yeah.
Now, what I saw freaked me out. It really did freak me out. I'm going back to my chair. And he starts telling people, well, we're going to do for the third round, right?
Okay.
And I'm just like, no. No, because that's it. I know that.
You did two rounds.
I did two rounds, but for me, I was like, I do not want to let
more
the medicine take over me because I'm not comfortable now there. So people went and even think some of them went for the fourth round.
Oh, they were going in.
Yes, but here's what happened. All of a sudden, he said, oh, we're going to take a break.
For
and
what?
I just thought, this is very strange because all the video I've watched, and I've watched long, long ceremony on YouTube and documentary.
Nobody was taking
a break. Yeah, nobody was taking a break and maybe they just cut out. I don't know. Sorry, that's my dog barking. And also he said to people when he took the break, you can wander around if you want, you know. Okay, Mickey. Give me a second. Mickey. Where is she? Oh, she's right there. Okay. Come. Come. Sorry, guys, but I don't know. She's getting old and she's like being very, I don't know, needy. Where was I?
You were talking about the setting and then the fourth round. And
when he told people you can wander around and I just thought, okay, this is strange.
And then you guys were about to take a break. So you were wondering about the break.
Yes, and I was wondering about this. And then he told them, oh, you can wander around the house. And I thought this is very strange because on the documentary I saw, they tell people to stay in a circle, only get out to go to the bathroom and that's it.
Basically to throw up.
No, you need some people need to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
oh,
because
so
it
that
can
intense.
Affect your
that
yes.
Intense. Oh, okay.
You can purge in the front and the back.
And the back. Okay.
I was lucky; it never happened to me on the other side. But that's why I wanted to go to the bathroom when I started feeling having some effect. So what happened? I was just wondering. This is a little bit strange because I've never heard of any shaman saying you can get out of the circle because in the circle they have some protections against bad spirits.
So you don't really want to go away from those protections.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe his house is protected. I don't know. But now that I saw the altar right there, I'm like, no, that's not. That's not. And the fact that he has the altar, it means that he might have like some spirit wandering around. Now, that's when the nightmare started. Went back to my spot after the bathroom when he said, you know, people can wander around. So on the group of people, there was a guy with the son and my friend, another girl next to me, young girl about my age, and black girls and a black guy. And me, my friend, the girl next to me, and the black guy, we were super quiet and
you guys were
and calm,
in your little
right?
corner,
yes.
like... Okay, nice and easy.
Not moving around. But when the shaman told people, oh, yeah, you can move around, they started moving. And so there were this room where there were the altar. Mm-hmm. So first the kid, he stand up and he start like doing like break dance, like you do like this, but it was almost physically impossible to do it. I just looked at him. He's like, scared. At first I thought he was joking because he's a kid. He was probably 19 years old or something. I don't know, he was having a trip or something. But I see him like doing like this. That
he wasn't really controlling his own body, basically.
Yes. And he was doing this. It was so strange. So I look at him. I'm like, okay, I'm not so sure about that. What's going on there? But then his dad stand up as well and start wandering around in the house. And he's instead of being stand up like, you know, like you would normally stand up, he was bending over with his arms almost like swiping like this. It looks like a freaking zombie. Yes, like a zombie. Like this. And I'm looking at this, I'm like, oh my God. And you get scared. It's like, is somebody's gonna hurt me?
No. I mean,
Really, because they were totally
so
out.
Let me ask you a question. So when you see that, so do you think you guys are 100% conscious, or it's just like you?
Oh, they were not conscious.
Okay,
no, because they were somewhere else. I don't know where, but they were somewhere
but
else.
I guess you were conscious enough to kind of see that.
Yeah,
they were
because I didn't take enough.
What
like
about
them?
The rest of the people?
I don't know about the black guy because we didn't talk too much about it. I will tell you then the experience of the girl that was next to me. Mm-hmm. She has a terrible experience as well.
Oh.
But she was not aware because what she did, she put her...
A blanket
on top of her. And the things, you know those things that you...
Oh, the eye things you sleep with the eye.
Yes. She put that on her eyes. So she was like pitch black for herself. She was just listening. But I was seeing what was going on, you know, because I was so scared of... The altar that I saw, I was like, I'm not letting these things
get into me. Yeah.
Yes. And then I saw the shaman, he goes in that room as well. And he started like, so fast. And I'm like, what is going on? It looks like a madhouse, like a freaking nightmare. It was weird.
Scary
and the
movie.
Black girl also stand up and she was talking to something.
Somebody.
And there were nobody there, and she kept talking and talking and talking.
Okay, was she still under the blanket, or she was?
No, that was a black girl. The other one next to me was like a maybe Eastern European girl.
Okay,
but the black girl was in the same room where I told you they were at the altar, and she was talking to something. Later on, when she talked about her experience, she said she was talking to some extraterrestrial or some beings. I don't know. I don't know, but she keep on and on and on. And almost all the stuff that was going on that was in that room where I saw the altar. Let me tell you something. I got so scared. I was praying. I don't know if I ever told you about this experience, actually, in details. But I started feeling that it was almost like me fighting against this...
Something, yeah.
Yes. And you know when you watch a scary movie and sometimes they do a... How do you call it? You know, you're watching and all of a sudden it makes like a, you know, like the image is like breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was seeing.
Okay, so did you see anything weird? Like you had some visions or something like
well,
that?
Well, when I started, I felt like my reality was starting to dissolve. But it was a dark forces. And I don't know if it was in my mind that I thought... But I just started to pray and pray and pray. And I was like, God, please, 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 don't, please forgive me.
I'm not supposed to be here, but you
that's
know,
what I said.
I was tripping.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was like, I'm so sorry. I should have never done this. Please, God, forgive me.
I know I shouldn't be messing
with
the
spirit. And I started praying and praying and praying and praying and praying nonstop. Until they came back and tell people to come back. Indeed. A bit more of the ceremony, but at that point, I'm just looking at them.
You were just like freaked out.
Oh no, my heart was racing. I was just like, I just want
to
get
out of here.
It's
time to go, guys.
I just wanted it to stop. I just wanted it to stop and leave. And I was like, I will never do that in my life again. These people are crazy. And you know, you're wondering, did I really see that? Oh, my friend who was there during a moment, he went to the bathroom as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked among all of these crazy people doing all this crazy stuff. And after the experience, I told him, I said, this was awful. He's like, yeah, that wasn't a good ceremony. So he had that feeling, but he took more ayahuasca than me.
Oh.
And I said, but he didn't see. They were acting all like zombies. And he said, no, I didn't see anything.
Also, he was already, he was in his own something.
And I said, you didn't see when you were walking amongst them when.
No, he was out there somewhere, but he
wasn't.
And he said,
Nadia, I swear I didn't see.
Oh no, yeah.
Yeah, he was somewhere.
I guess everybody was in their own
little
world.
Yes, they were in their thing.
Depending on where you were able to see what's going on in the room or don't at all.
Yes, no, but thank God I didn't let go because if I had taken more.
You would be out there dancing like.
No, I would have a terrible experience because I was scared. I let fear take over me.
Yeah,
and I was scared. And I didn't think I didn't take enough to be like them. Only have 2 cups. Imagine they have more than me, like twice more.
Also, they were really in a strong zone. Like they were like deep into the.
Well, here's what happened. So when I talked to the girl next to me, and I asked her, how was it for you? She said, my God, Nadia, it was so horrible.
Oh.
And I said, really? But I saw you didn't move. I thought you were okay. And I didn't think, because she was under a blanket, I thought she didn't even see what I saw. Because it's like, you don't know what I saw. She's like, what happened? I said, no, first tell me what happened to you. And she said, I think there was some type, listen to this. There was some really, really dark energy. I didn't like this setting. She said, Nadia. So I think she had 3 cups, maybe 4 as well. I don't remember. But she told me that she took way more than me. And she said, I went into this, it was like a void and I couldn't get out of it. And I was trying to scream. And
she was trapped somewhere.
She thought I would be stuck there forever. That's the feeling that she had. And she told me, Nadia, I was so, so scared. And I'm like, I'm so glad you were next to me. I'm like, really? Why? And she said, because I could feel your energy.
You were out and there praying.
Such, yes.
Nadia was out there praying.
But here's the interesting things. I'm right there praying, being totally freaked out. But she said, your energy was so peaceful. I'm like, really? I was so scared. But whatever I was
whatever you were saying, and the praise
and
kinda
she
like
say that was it was comforting for me because she said, Nadia, I was so scared and I thought it would never end and I thought I was dying. I thought I was dead.
Oh wow.
And I will never get out of there.
And she was doing all that stuff under her blanket?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she couldn't even scream, nothing. She was like,
she was trapped somewhere.
Yes, she was trapped somewhere. Yes. In the void. She for me to tell me I was in the void.
In the void.
So anyways, after that, I was just like,
it's time to go.
Yeah, I was so happy to leave, so relieved. I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Were your friend able to even drive after that?
Oh, yeah, because once the effect goes, that's it.
It's like you're getting back to normal.
Yeah, yeah, you just, yeah. You know what? Because they don't kick you out of the house. You stay
until. No, I can imagine, but.
We stay there until probably 11:30, 12. Some people, you can sleep if you want. They let you sleep.
Hell
and then in
no.
the morning, they had breakfast and everything. No, I stayed, but then they were normal. They were nice. They were nice people. But what I saw, no.
She was no, we got to go.
I was like, I'm going to talk to my friend about this. This is not right. And while we were coming back, I was telling him about what happened.
The experience was like, you didn't get a good one.
No, but he told me too that he felt that it was some type of negative things. And I told him, I said, I think he's doing all the stuff and that's why it's
maybe
like
that Santeria that you saw was the other stuff.
I don't know. I don't want to accuse him of anything.
No,
maybe
we don't, but it's
doing...
like bad energy were around the house.
Yeah, and you don't know. Maybe he also has, you know what I was thinking was maybe he has this type of things because this type of ceremony with ayahuasca because people open up and easier for the spirit or the spirit
to mess with you. Absolutely.
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because they all look like they were possessed. To me, they look like it was horrible. It was horrible. Anyway, so after that, I didn't want to do it. I came back, I was all skinny. All my friends were making fun of me. Like, Nadia, when I tell them the story,
she
they're
almost
like,
died, but
No, when I tell them the story, everybody was making fun of me, like, you crazy. I don't know where you went with who, whatever.
I mean, she went in. She wanted
already,
to get the experience. She got it.
Yes. And already people thought I was crazy to try things like this. But after that, they just look at me like, whatever.
I mean, I don't know. You know, Mimi, I'm such a person who likes to be in control of myself. So I think it's probably a hard thing to, to let go. And you know me, I'm just like, I need to control everything. So if I'm in a place where I cannot control how I move, what I say, and I'm like, oh my God.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you're going to freak out.
You know, so it's like, I don't even know if I want to, like, it's interesting because it's always good to understand, your trauma and go deeper into it within yourself. But it's like, do I really want to let go and let other things take control? Like, that's the question.
Well, here's the thing. Normally, it's not all the thing.
I mean, when I say
or
other
whatever
things,
it's other things, it's supposed to be spiritual, something good, and you will feel good that whatever energy is around.
I mean, you understood what I'm saying. Like, you gotta. Yeah. I think to fully get the experience, you have to let go, and that's the difficult part.
You know? Yeah. Yes. No. No. Yes. Totally. And if you don't let go, you probably will have a bad experience.
I can understand. I mean, did I imagine
what I saw? Maybe.
Probably not.
But I don't think so, because they had way more than me and I didn't. And I was still totally aware of where I was or what was going on.
They were
and
out.
I tried to actually talk to the shaman about this toward the end of the ceremony when he asked people, what was your experience? And I said, no, this is what, and I said, you know who I am. You know, I said, no, I saw, you know, I wasn't comfortable because I saw you guys hanging around like zombies and I got scared. And he cut me off. He didn't want me to explain more and asked the other person. So I thought, so he's fully aware, but he doesn't want me to disclose what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I was really upset that he didn't let me speak. He cut me off.
I mean, it would make me feel weird, and it would also make me, like you said, there's other things in the house. That means I was right. Like, you out there doing the wrong thing. You know what I mean? Like, for him not to want you to say.
Yes, because he could
have. It's like, what are you hiding?
Because you know what? He could have said, well, listen, everybody's having their own experience and it can look weird, but it's okay. They're okay. They're having a spiritual experience.
But he didn't say that. He didn't say that.
Yes. Yeah. He didn't even say shit. He just like, okay, next. What was the experience? And I could feel that he was upset. Yes, I was. But anyway, so after that, maybe 3 or 4 months later passed, and I was just thinking, maybe I should give it.
Do it again. You know.
Well,
what I mean?
Maybe like, I should give it another try with someone else, because my friend was the person who took me there. Is someone, he went to Peru with shaman. Oh,
so he had the real deal.
He did it regularly, even in New York City. And he's just like, oh, well, you know, sometimes it happens that you don't have a good experience. And I'm sorry, this was your first one. And he didn't
Okay,
go.
So you were like, you know what, let me see if I can go for the good experience.
Yeah, after
okay.
the scared, I think from that first experience started to wear off, I just thought, okay. Maybe I should do it again. Maybe I should give it another try.
Yeah, maybe I should just like,
and
you know.
So I was
why not?
Yeah. So I was looking for the circle and I called this number. I'm not going to tell you how I find those things, but I called this number and I asked the lady, hey, are you doing ayahuasca? And she said, no, we don't do ayahuasca. We do sometimes, but we're not doing it right now. And she said, right now we're doing the Todd medicine. And I'm like, what's that? She said, the toad medicine. And she said, I'm going to send you some video.
And then you're just going to look at it and see how you
feel. Yeah. And
it.
She said, it's a medicine that kind of have the same effect of the ayahuasca, except it's in 30 minutes only.
Okay. So is the, because you know, in Africa, we have something called Iboga. Is that?
Yes.
Is that
very similar?
Like similar?
Yes.
Okay.
Iboga is the same thing. It's,
Iboga,
you
have
do
to
it,
smoke it and stuff like that.
I don't know. No, you drink it.
You
it's
drink
a tea.
It or you smoke it? I don't know.
Probably depends. Sometimes you smoke it. Maybe sometimes you.
I feel like.
But I think you drink it if it's like a tea or something. No?
I can't remember. And I will show you. I'll show you the documentary. I felt like that old woman was smoking, but then again,
yeah, I would love to do Iboga as well. I would love to do it.
The documentary,
things
that I
want to do, like with the
that
good
was intense
shaman.
Because for me, the scary part that I saw is, you know how you go into Africa, the jungle and things. So they were really in like some far down deep jungle,
and I'm
like, I don't know. The setting is crazy, and I got.
But
you
that's
know,
like this with ayahuasca. You go, you,
that
but that's the best
crazy.
Because they do it the ancient way. And that's how the ancestors, they used to get connected with the spiritual world.
No, I get it. But for me, I mean, not knowing and you go there for a first time, like, for example, the guy on the documentary that was his first time doing the Iboga, and, you know, white guy from I don't know where, you get into the jungle in some kind of like, you know, those house halfway done. The setting for me was just like, I don't know.
You, yes,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. You know.
Yeah, well, if she's scared, then don't do it. But for me, I just feel like that doesn't scare me really. But if I see other things like statue, things like that, be like, maybe not.
No, and then also the guy on the documentary, the lady who did it, you can tell she knows her topic because she was just like, oh no, I used to go. And she was saying how she goes sometimes into those trance for like days. And she was like, she was saying like, no, I go sometimes, I stay 1 week, 2 weeks, and then I come back. So that was like her thing.
Because
like,
you go into trance, that's what it is.
Yeah, she knew her topic very well, so...
Yeah, that's the right word. You go in a trance. So anyway, so to go back to the Todd medicine. The Todd. So she told me we were doing the Todd. I didn't know what was the Todd. I had absolutely no idea. I just asked her, is it safe? She's like, yes. Can I die from it? No. How long did you say it? 30 minutes? Yes. Okay, send me the video. On the video, I see the girl's like, oh my God, it was so amazing. It's such an amazing experience.
So blah, amazing. Blah, blah.
Yes, and she was so blissful. So I just thought, I just call her back maybe an hour later. I said, okay, I'm in. How much it is?
Okay, Nadia, you okay?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, you know, it's like 30 minutes. Not dangerous. Why not? So, but like I am myself.
Like you are yourself. Yeah.
Before I went there, I put my phone and I was listening to prayers before. And I was like, please God, forgive me if I'm not supposed to do this. I just want to understand who am I, who you are, what is this world better? Like, forgive me if this is not what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
So I get there. It's a little room. The shaman is there. He was with someone else, but I couldn't see what was going on. You can just hear because the door was closed.
Okay.
I don't know. The girl came out and she's like, oh, it was so wonderful.
Oh my God. Okay. She's Well, I mean, that's reassuring because she's a happy.
Oh, yes, yes.
She's
yes.
Like, you know, oh my God, I got the most amazing experience. I feel so good about myself.
Yeah,
so
yeah. But not everybody's like that, because then there's another girl who goes before me and she's like,
oh, girl.
And it was like, yeah, you sounded like the exorcist. I'm like, well, what's going on? So we ask the assistant, is everything okay right there? She's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
She's going through something.
But here's the thing. You see the different approach. She was making scary sounds. But when we asked the assistant, she was not freaked out. She's like, yeah, it's normal.
It's normal.
Everybody
okay.
has different type of experience.
I get it.
But nothing to be scared of. It's normal. Okay. And when she came out, she's like,
she was good.
Yeah, this is great.
Oh my God, just, so amazing.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you're making weird noise.
But so amazing. You know what I mean?
She didn't even talk about the weird noise.
I don't think she was probably realizing she was
No, she didn't know. Yeah, exactly. Because we talk about this after. So now,
that's
let's
your
talk
turn.
About what happened to me.